Every week we like to give you a prophecy update. We are premillennial and pre-tribulational in our thinking. We believe that the Lord is coming to resurrect and rapture the church before any portion of the great tribulation spoken of in the Bible. And we believe the Bible prophecies are to be taken literally. Daniel in the Old Testament, when he was reading Bible prophecy, he took it literally. He came across a passage in the book of Jeremiah that said that the captivity would last a certain number of years. He didn't wonder what that meant or how many, symbolism was there. He just took it at face value, and so that's what we do. And so the Lord challenged us about 3 years ago in the sense that, hey, you know, since you take this stuff literally, you ought to be able to see it unfolding before your very eyes. And the New Testament, when Jesus talked about prophecy, he said, you know, you look and understand the weather to a certain extent, which I think they did better in the ancient times than they do today. And so you should be able to see the signs of the times. And so without fail, the Lord has provided in the news and what's happening around us numerous things that we could look at. Next week, we're going to talk about a chip that Intel is working on that can be implanted into your brain. So that you can manage your computer and your electronics just by thinking about it. It's pretty interesting. It might not work in my brain, the other day, I don't know what's wrong with me, the other day I was doing something in the kitchen and I went to put on an apron and I turned around and I had my leather jacket on and I thought, hey, that's not right. Pam wanted to know if I was okay, and then that ad came on TV about, we've been worried about Dad, you know, and guy goes to the doctor and he's like, And then this morning, I haven't stood over here for some time. I really have a new appreciation for Jake because you see how the fan is kind of going around. You see the lights flashing behind me a little bit. It's like you have epilepsy up here, you know. First service, I almost tranced out. So let me see if I can get through this. I think we're doing our prophecy update right now. And it has to do with global government. One of the things that teachers of Bible prophecy talk about is the move towards a one world or a global government. And so anytime we see things in the news about that, it piques our interest, and it's an amazing thing. Everywhere in the news there is talk about global government. WorldNet Daily was one of several news outlets that reported on the goals of the new European Union president. On November 21st, they posted an article titled, 2009, First Year of Global Governance. You probably didn't know this, but we're in the first year of global governance. Here's some excerpts from that article. In accepting his appointment as the first president of the European Union, Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy announced that global governance is the only way to address the crises that beset the planet. We're living through exceptionally difficult times. The financial crisis and its dramatic impact on employment and budgets. The climate crisis, which threatens our very survival. A period of anxiety, uncertainty, lack of confidence, he said in his maiden press conference. Yet these problems can be overcome through a joint effort between countries. 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. On November 19th, WorldNet Daily posted this story. Obama may put Americans under world judges' power. Excerpts. President Obama has dispatched a delegation this week to The Hague to explore issues involving the United States' possible participation in the International Criminal Court, an organization critics charge could be used to prosecute Americans under international legal standards for actions that are not even crimes in the U.S. The concern was that the ICC doesn't recognize many of the U.S. Constitution's provisions protecting defendants in criminal trials, such as the right to a trial by jury and protections against double jeopardy. Since coming into office, President Obama says he wants the U.S. to join, and Secretary of State Clinton says it's unfortunate that the U.S. is not a part of the ICC. Matthew Staver, lead attorney for Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University Law School, said U.S. membership in the ICC would be a mistake. This administration is globalist and wants to bring this country into the global system. The U.S. stands to have its citizens being prosecuted by the International Court in The Hague and have its citizens come under the World Court's jurisdiction, Staver said. On November 20th, GulfNews.com ran a story titled, More Than 700 Global Thinkers Gather in Dubai to Offer Solutions to the Global Crisis. Here's some excerpts. Just count how many times they use the word global in these articles. More than 700 global thinkers from 60 countries have gathered in Dubai to seek solutions to some of the key issues faced by the global leadership in a three-day global agenda summit conference that will formulate some suggestions for next year's annual World Economic Forum. The world is unfortunately in trouble with government debt piled up and out-of-control consumer debt and mortgage debts that have gone out of hand. Muhammad Ali Al-Babar, chairman of Emaar Properties, chairman of Dubai Advisory Council, and co-chair of the summit, said in his keynote address. Richard Samens, managing director of the World Economic Forum, urged his fellow members to come up with some suggestions for the next World Economic Forum annual meetings to be held in Davos in January that will help the global leaders to come up with better solutions for global problems. And so global, 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 there seems to be a global agenda. Most of you have already heard of what is being called ClimateGate. Commenting on it, reporter Muriel Kane writes the following. Skeptics can barely contain their glee at the release of a cache of stolen emails that they believe prove global warming is nothing but a colossal hoax. The stolen files were first uploaded to a Russian server before being widely mirrored across the internet. The emails were accompanied by the anonymous statement, quote, "We feel that climate science is, in the current situation, too important to be kept under wraps. We hereby release a random selection of correspondence, code, and documents. Hopefully it will give us some insight into the science and the people behind it." The University of East Anglia has confirmed that files were stolen from its server, but has not verified the genuineness of the allegedly random selection of material that has been released. The scientists involved have also refused to comment on the record, although they insist privately that the emails are being taken out of context. Those gloating over the emails have seized in particular on expressions of hostility towards climate change skeptics and dismissals of their papers as not representing legitimate science to elaborate theories of a conspiracy to suppress debate. They're also pointing to certain brief quotations that might be taken as boasts of manipulating data or as private acknowledgments of a lack of data to support any conclusion of global warming. And so these emails are a big deal if they prove out to be what they say they are, and they seem to be, that those scientists who are touting global warming are skewing the data, they're ignoring other data because they have a larger agenda, and that agenda is a global agenda to get everybody concerned about not just a global financial crisis, but a global climate crisis, so that we'll all step up to the plate and say, what are we going to do? We have to all join together, put ourselves under one another's authority to solve these immense problems that are happening in our world. Last I checked, people were trying to get to the United States from other countries that are under the jurisdiction of the ICC so that they could have the legal protections that we have and those kinds of things. But regardless the politics of it, regardless the science of it, everyone is moving towards what? Globalism. Something that wouldn't have been talked about too many years ago, world leaders seem bent on it. Whether it's the current financial crisis or the supposed climate crisis, they want to seize on anything they can to move us toward one world global government. And this, beloved, is what the Bible predicted would occur in the last days before the coming of the Lord. It's happening as we speak. It is, in fact, Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus really is coming.